Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a happy Monday, but it's actually a misery Monday here on the station as the Redskins lay an egg. And you wonder how a team can look so good in week one and then look the exact opposite week two. Maybe the answer is they played the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but it's also the nature
of the
league.
That's the NFL.
We've known that for years.
Yeah.
You look one way one week, and then you can look
completely
different.
What did we say all week last week? Don't overreact to that Skins win over the Cards.
Oh, I clearly didn't listen because I overreacted. I was very, very bullish.
Yeah. So you're out of your Survivor Survivor picks.
No, in that Survivor, the one I was still alive in because I took the stupid Lions in week one and got knocked out of that one, I'm allowed one strike before I'm eliminated.
I thought you were taking the Redskins this week.
I did. That's my one strike.
Okay.
Now I'm on the super thin ice. Mm. Now I've got to go chalky. Now it's just over.
I think the Skins are on super thin ice because this is one of those two games. I thought they had to start the season 2-0.
Yeah.
Now they're, you know, look, I'm having this long season, anything can happen, but now they're gonna have to beat some teams that they otherwise didn't think they would. So they're gonna have a big opportunity against Green Bay. I mean, I'm gonna pick them to lose. But they can gain their ground back if they can beat the Packers, but it's going to be very difficult.
I agree with your premise that it's the NFL, and it is a week-to-week league, and some teams will look great in 1 week and look terrible in the second week. The disturbing thing to me is, on paper, you expected the Redskins' offensive line and running game to dominate because the Bengals were able to do that against the Colts, and the Colts don't have a great defensive line. And you expected the Redskins' defensive line, which looked good against the Cardinals, to dominate to some extent. The Colts have nubby running backs. They had a left tackle who's out. They had a right tackle who's already moved to the injured reserve. And even with those guys, they don't have a good offensive line. And their lines got dominated, both of them.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, that was shocking to watch. I was not expecting that to happen yesterday. I mean, the Redskins were getting throttled on both sides of the ball.
And was checked down Charlie the entire game.
Yeah.
It was you think with 13 catches
that's
from Chris Thompson?
That's all he was looking for.
Well, a lot of those came in garbage time, too.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Toward the end of the game.
Can somebody put an MI? Yeah, I don't know what it is, but we need a missing persons for Preston Smith and Ryan Kerrigan. Because now we've gone two games.
Ryan Kerrigan definitely. Preston Smith, I think, touched the quarterback once.
He did. Luck still got the ball off.
Yes.
But he was right there.
He had one quarterback hit. So far in two games, those two guys have zero sacks.
Well.
Somebody might also want to remind Preston Smith
pressure.
That it's a contract year, too.
Yes.
It's a very important year for him.
What I'd say is, last week, as great as the defense was, you had Quentin Dunbar-Shine. We talked about it. They didn't have a pass rush. And it's 2 weeks in a row without a pass rush. That's a problem. It's a huge problem. Now, last week, I looked at the game plan, and Cakes and I talked about this on the pregame. Against Sam Bradford, they rushed 32 out of 36 dropbacks. Mm-hmm. So they never brought anybody extra. They were dropping seven back in coverage. I don't know what the numbers were against Andrew Luck, but it's 2 weeks in a row where there is almost no pressure at all.
No pressure.
Well, on the other side, we talked about it because week one was almost a perfect game for the Redskins.
Yeah.
But you would nitpick a couple things. One of the things you nitpicked is, well, the wide receivers just aren't involved.
They went to him a little bit more than they did in the Cardinal game, but for the most part, you're right.
No, they tried to get him involved, but Doxon dropped.
He had a drop.
Doxon did have a drop.
God, there was another one. I was taking notes when I was watching it. I had to watch it late.
Well, he overthrew Richardson on the deep pass. That wasn't even close. Crowder was MIA. Did they even throw to Crowder?
Crowder's big.
Actually,
no, he did.
One
he had a drop.
Deep ball to him.
He had a drop.
Overthrown.
It's never good when Crowder leads your team in rushing. That's a bad sign. It's never good. When
that was
happens.
Their best play. First play.
Yeah,
of the game.
That was like a 25-yard
first offensive play.
Were terrible offensively. They were awful.
No, it was a total dud of a game. And you know what? They have no home field advantage. We've talked about this for years. It's almost getting embarrassing. And that's why we've had the Redskins executives here because they're really trying to juice it up and change things. For a home opener coming off a win to only have 55,000 in the stands?
I mean, I saw it was listed as 57,000. I mean,
maybe what does it hold? What does it hold at this point? I thought it was close to 80,000. It's got to be 70,000 plus,
yeah. I would think, the capacity at this point.
Yeah.
And I heard from people who were there.
That sounded like a big number. Yeah. I saw pictures. It sounded dead. So I was listening to it. I was driving home, and I had to watch it later. Even though it was a dud, I had to watch it, talk about it. Like late in the game, I mean, still, it's 21-9. Like when was it Jordan Reed fumbled or whatever?
Yes.
It was just dead.
I know.
Dead.
Well, it was 14-9.
You still had a shot, right, and 14-9. It's just dead.
The backbreaker was, the turnovers, and then that last touchdown.
The team looked dead. The team wasn't just the crowd.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
The team obviously couldn't feed off of that.
But the home opener, guys are already leaving, didn't even bother to post.
But if you had to put your finger on it, what is it? Why did they lay an egg in the home opener? Why did they look to be the exact opposite? I would just say their offensive line is vastly overrated and the defensive line is vastly overrated. The defensive line, maybe we were expecting too much. They're young. Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, we're expecting these guys to be dominant. The Colts, who have a weak offensive line and number running backs, just take a look at that first drive. They just marched right down the field.
Well, I think we overvalued, and I'm guilty of it too, the week one win.
I certainly did. Yeah, I read too much into it.
Because Arizona was pathetic yesterday.
I'm going to be more even keel heading into week three.
Now, who knows?
But again, you just don't know. They'll surprise you and play well against the Packers. I think they're going to lose, but they'll surprise you.
Cardinals may only win two or three games this year.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good.
I said that was going to be their best game of the year.
Bradford won't be there much longer.
I thought Rose was going to be in the second half.
Yeah, they should have.
Watching that game.
Who do the Cardinals play in week three? Does anybody know? I would expect to see Josh Rosen sooner rather than later.
I mean, why wouldn't you go to zero upside to playing Sam Bradford at this point? I mean, the Bills.
And the Bills, those are two win teams.
Yeah. Let's see. Arizona is at home against the Bears.
Oh, Khalil Mack? That might not be the best starting spot for Rosen. Maybe you wait one more week. Maybe you hold it off for another week.
Seahawks the following week.
And David Johnson, who got redrafted this year in fantasy drafts in top three or four, he's off to a slow start.
Well, when you can stack the box and put eight or nine guys to stop the run because there's no threat of a pass, of course it's going to be tough sledding for him. That's what teams are doing.
They're just making Bradford beat him.
Right.
And he can't.
He has no weapons.
It's just embarrassing. You know, the Redskins had the ball for 33 minutes and he scored 9 points. I mean, it's not like we only had the ball for 20 minutes. We had the ball for plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, I was talking about it last night on Redskins Overtime Live. And we started off talking about the defense, and you can definitely point to problems on the defense. They're not creating pressure. They really didn't do a good job against the run. Their defensive line got mauled by the Redskins, by the Colts' offensive line. But if you said before the game they're going to hold the Colts to 21,
right?
They should win that game.
You take your chances with that.
Well, listen, Colts only averaged 3.7 yards per rush.
Right.
They only had 104 yards.
Right. The Colts
on the ground
weren't great.
They
were not great.
They did most of that in the first half.
Yeah. I mean, we outgained them. I mean, Andrew Luck, they only threw for 177
yards. They were good on third downs. They were 9 of 16, and the Redskins were terrible. Couldn't convert. They were 5 of 15.
Yeah.
That's a pretty telling stat.
You know.
They just had the big plays.
Yeah.
I mean, Hilton had a couple of them. Jordan Wilkins had a couple nice runs. But offensively, Washington was just bad.
Well, I watched Gruden's presser afterwards, and I think he's like, he couldn't get into a rhythm as a play caller. He just couldn't figure it out, couldn't adjust until it was too late.
Well, I think he wants to run the football, but when Adrian Peterson's going for less than 2 yards per carry,
yeah,
and that's with a couple of long runs. There were a lot of negative plays.
It wasn't just Adrian. I mean, Chris Thompson carried, I think, 4 times for 1 yard.
Right.
The offensive line, Adrian Peterson is fine, but you got to give him some holes.
Like I said, they got dominated on the offensive line and defensive line yesterday.
Right. But I also want people to think, Peterson's showing his age. He sucks. No, he's fine. There were no holes. There really weren't. Or if there were, he picked the wrong ones.
And don't get too excited about Alex's 292 yards.
Oh,
and
so many empty calories.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's too excited.
Nobody's excited. They're looking at what Patrick Mahomes is doing and saying, Andy Reid duped the Redskins again.
It's so easy to throw to a guy who's wide open at 4 yards past line scrimmage.
I read nothing into 292 yards passing if you can't lead your team into the end zone.
What they're saying is, the cynics are saying that Andy Reid got the Redskins again.
Well, it looks like they've got
a rookie quarterback with 10 touchdowns.
Well,
essentially
a
rookie.
Yeah.
Understand he's, but he's starting for the first time. He's got 10 TDs in 2 weeks.
Reed knew what he was doing.
By the way, Alex Smith is 4-16 all the time when he throws the ball 40 or more times. You just can't let him get into that stratosphere as far as throwing passes in a game.
They had to throw. That wasn't their plan. They wanted to run the ball, and then it got completely stuffed. And then you're behind.
But it's just a disaster if he's up in that range of throwing the ball.
I think that's probably true of most teams. When quarterbacks throw that much, they're behind and they're losing.
Yeah. And God, it was just, I couldn't
believe it. It's a terrible performance. It was just a real dud.
I mean, in the NFL in 2018, with all the rules and the parity, if you can't get into the end zone, man, you suck that
day. It's never been easier to score offensively in the NFL than it is right now.
It's one of the worst games I've seen in the last year or two. I mean, I'm sure you can find a couple others.
You went from one of the best that they played in a while to one of the worst.
Yeah.
But it's typical of Jay Gruden. With Jay Gruden, look at the last 3 years. 9-7 made the playoffs, 8-7-1, and 7-9. They've been a 500-ish team for three straight years. Why wouldn't it continue? It's just what they are.
Yeah.
We all predicted 7-8. No, I predicted six, seven, eight wins.
I predicted six wins. I feel good about my six.
And this is where Chris Russell goes off and didn't work out in week one for him, but he says, told you, it's Club J.
I should have known. The Redskins have, under Jay Gruden, just once in the Jay Gruden era, have the Skins beaten opponents by 10 points or more twice in a row. That should have been the super red flag.
Hmm.
I should have known.
Yet you were saying, put it all in, shove it all in, Survivor Pick week. This is going to be a blowout city.
I mean, I was so bullish on the Redskins. I thought they were going to drum.
Your biggest winner on the board, EB.
He put his teaser in with me.
Teaser, yeah. Do I owe you $5?
Yes, you do.
Do you have a five spot? I think I'm going to have to stop these bets.
I think I do.
These bets are going to bankrupt me.
Yeah.
$5 at a time.
Yeah, we'll get that paid up during the commercial break.
Was your pick? 31-14? Was that it?
31-17.
31-17. Yes. Yeah, the Redskins scoring 31 points.
I did, yes.
They had three field goals.
Yeah.
To be fair, they had another field goal attempt.
It was not pretty. It was not a pretty effort by the Redskins. And they better get turned around quickly because the Packers are coming to town.
I'm not blaming Adrian Peterson, but what I'd say is you have the last two seasons where he had 601 total yards in two seasons. I think yesterday's outcome is more likely than the week one outcome for Adrian Peterson, not only because of Adrian Peterson, but because of Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden just doesn't have guys who consistently give you 80 to 100 yards. It's not in his nature. And I know he's trying, and he's saying he wants more balance, but it just hasn't happened.
Well, he's capable of giving you games like he did last week, but he's also capable. He had a bunch of games that where he had 15 carries for 32 yards.
Right.
So it's just a hit or miss.
It was such a bad performance offensively, I'm almost speechless. I don't know. Defensively, I'm not surprised that we just get marched on. I'm really not. It's had a bad defense for years.
But as you said, 21 points, that's winnable.
The defense had their moments. A couple interceptions, but they don't get enough pressure. Didn't do enough well on third downs.
Is there an update on Trent Williams' knee?
To lose. No, I heard he had ice on it at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And he said that it was lingering effects from the offseason surgery.
Same knee, right?
Yeah. He's had a lot of work. He's a big man. His knees are probably never going to be 100%.
Yeah, they're probably a disaster. His knees are probably a disaster.
Yeah. But they need him out there.
Yes.
They need him out there, even if his knee's banged up.
It's amazing.
The line looked like a week.
Didn't look good.
Trent Williams, as great as he looked in week one, looked okay yesterday. Sheriff didn't look particularly good. He got hurt.
Yep.
LaVau, everybody rips him. I guess that's why he gets trucked.
Morgan Moses didn't look
good.
They got
dominated by a bunch of no-names.
That dude, Darius Leonard, was a monster on the field yesterday.
Yeah, he was all over the place.
That's why
he had 18 tackles.
That's why there were 25,000 wherever there were empty seats. Skins fans know.
Same old Skins.
You can't fool us with a win over the Cardinals. You know what I mean? The Skins fans know. It's a meh.
Our buddy Chris went to the game. I don't know if you saw this picture. He sent a picture. So he's a season ticket holder. So he goes to the game and he sent us a couple pictures. But he also sent a picture of the deal that they gave season ticket holders on concessions and knocked 50 cents off pretzels.
Oh, they did.
I mean, might want to do a little bit more. Might want to dig a little deeper.
The $5 pretzel.
By the way, you thought it was bad this week. Wait until there are 25,000 Packers fans in the stands next week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more.
Right, because they have a fan base.
Right.
They have a fan base in DC.
That will actually travel.
Dude, that's something that we need to talk about later in the week after we go through the game and everybody bitches and moans and gets their complaints out. What's happened to the disintegrating fan base? It is. I mean,
apathy has just grown year after year.
They're
after
tired
year.
Of the prices, tired of losing,
tired of everything. Just no faith.
Don't even I heard there actually wasn't traffic early. Driving in. Yeah. Pete Medhurst mentioned
that's
that.
What Pedro said.
Yeah.
He basically is accusing other radio stations of lying about traffic on the way to FedEx Field.
Right.
Really?
<Yeah. laughs> They were saying how crowded it was.
It made me slap my knee. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.